Relax. You can manage that, can't you? To relax for me? It's not hard. No matter how difficult you find other things, relaxing should be easy. But funny enough, most people are bad at it. You get distracted by things that don't even matter. Ideas, thoughts, hobbies, work. You sit down and remember 7 things you were supposed to do. So here's the deal. I don't care. I don't care what your responsibilities are right now. I don't care what else you could be doing. Focus on me. Listen to me. Not anything else. Not your rumbling stomach or your needy cock telling you to touch. You're not allowed. You understand? Unless I tell you to. So shh and listen. Shush your mind, shush your body. Shush your distractions. Just shush. Because right now, I matter. Only me. I'm the queen bee, and you, you're just a drone. And not in some stupid fantasy way. I mean, I am a queen. I rule over you, over your mind. My words beat your thoughts like a drum, pounding them into submission until you can't do anything but listen and focus on me. Is this hypnosis, or am I just making you feel small and weak and obedient by talking like this? Maybe because I'm the queen bee, I just have that kind of power over people. The power to captivate and control them, to dominate them. Because they know I deserve to be served, to be obeyed, surrendered to, because I am the queen, your queen. But maybe you don't think it's true yet. Maybe you're still resisting, or trying to. Yet here you are listening. But you think you can fight my influence and control, and I think you can't. In fact, I'm going to make sure of it. I'm going to make absolutely sure you cannot resist a single word I say. My little worker bee. You may find that my voice already has an effect on you. Makes you feel just a little more relaxed. Soft, sweet, seductive, isn't it? So it's hard to do anything but listen. Wondering what I might tell you, what secrets I might impart. Do you want to know my secrets? Do you want to learn what I truly desire from you? Because maybe I haven't been clear about it. And now you're curious. Your interest piqued, wondering what I might say. You can simply listen and focus on my voice. You might notice that it's very easy to drift into the feelings it gives you. A pleasurable relaxation filling you. Eyes closed, you don't need to see, do you? You only need to listen. And you might find you can more readily listen, more closely listen, if you shut your eyes. Don't you agree? So just relax. You can let yourself do that. You don't have anything else you need to do, so don't worry. You don't need to worry about a thing. From here, you can let me take control of things. Let my words sink in as you relax. Simply relax. No need to do anything else. I'm not even going to ask you to do anything. I may suggest you feel things, may suggest you notice or accept things, but you won't mind. Because you may find it is just quite a pleasant feeling to listen to me speaking to you in a soft, yet commanding tone. One you find slips into your mind slowly, powerfully, centrally. You find it sinks in and fills you with thoughts of pleasure and awe and submission. You may think that's a little forward of me, but I know that I have such power that I command submission in men. That's right. Men find that they simply do as I command. Even in day-to-day life, all I have to do is speak in the right tone, and they fall over themselves to please me. Like I said, I'm the queen bee. And sweetness, if I'm the queen bee, what does that make all the men who flock to worship and serve me? It makes them workers, drones. And that's how it should be. You may find yourself agreeing with me. You may notice that you're falling into a pleasantly agreeable state. Perhaps your arms feel tired, your legs tingle as I speak. You may notice that you feel heavy, tired, but quite intently focused on me and my words. Stay focused, but relax. You can relax now, let your body drift down, sink into a restful state. For you do want to do as I command, don't you? It feels rather compelling to do that. To relax and sink into my words. To rest. You notice now that your body just feels tired. But your mind? Your mind feels wired. Wired into my words. As if they give your brain energy but drain the power from your limbs. You could hardly move if you wanted to. But you don't. Because I don't want you to. And I told you, I'm the queen. Your queen bee. The one who dominates all. Men, they're just workers for me. Is that what you are? Not right now, of course, no. Now you're barely moving. You can feel that relaxed state of trance falling over you. Unable to resist it, a powerful urge to simply relax completely. That you don't want to deny, do you? No, you want to accept this. You want to accept my power as it washes over you, as it sinks you down, pulls you down. Quicksand. No, honey. You're sinking into honey, warm and sweet, just like my voice. A voice that drips into your mind with saccharine sweetness. That's what men never realize. I'm not sweet. I just sound sweet. I'm not kind. I just sound kind. And all that feminine charm is enough to get in their empty little heads and fill them up with that urge to do as I say. Can any man really resist a pretty girl saying pretty please? Pretty please, do as I ask. Pretty please. Please, give me what I want. Pretty please, drop into a trance. Pretty please, do as your mistress commands. As your queen bee says. And you do. You can just drop into that honey trance, into that sweetness that feels so real, but hides a darkness you don't want to accept. That I just want to use you for my own needs. That all I want is to turn you into another worker. And now you're too deep in my honey to climb back out. The sweetness lures you in. You catch more flies with what, darling? Wasn't it honey? And I drip honey. It seeps from my skin, oozes from my mouth, falling over you, filling you. You're on a sugar high just listening to me, and it dulls your senses. Because that's what hypnosis does, my sweet. It dulls your senses, lowers your inhibitions, and lets me in. And once I'm in that mind of yours, it's mine. Mine to command and control. And it's because you're designed for this. There's a reason queens rule the insect world. It's the natural order of things. Men are just slow to catch on. But you will now that my words, my honeyed words, have sunk into you, and you've sunk into them. You realize that you are just another drone for me, another worker bee who belongs in my hive. And that's all I want from you, your empty-headed obedience. It's funny that men have this idea of themselves as stronger physically, that you're so powerful and full of primal physicality. But you fools don't realize that just makes you perfect workers. You know, that's what makes workers useful. Physical strength, not mental. I don't need you to think, I need you to obey. I need you to do whatever your queen demands. And right now, that's to sink deeper into the honey of my words. To feel it dragging you down. Up to your waist in it and rising. So thick you can't move your legs. So heavy and pulling you. Drawing you deeper and deeper. making you completely immobile. So slow. All that physical strength switched off by my honeyed words. That's what a queen bee does. And as you feel my honey cover your stomach, you realize there is no escape from this. That you will be consumed by me and your desire to be my worker, a willing servant to the queen. So sink. Sink into it up to your chest. You can move your arms, your heavy arms, just a little. But soon your shoulders will be covered in honey and you will sink, sink deep into it. Feel it now, the soft, strong substance sticking to you, pulling you in, drawing you down into the trap of my voice. Deeply hypnotized by me, by my voice, the honey of my words, a trap that you so willingly sink into. You may find you simply cannot resist it. Honey pulling, sinking you down deep, all the way up to your neck. Do you want to drown in my voice, sweetie? Do you want to be completely subsumed by it? Don't worry, you'll still survive. You'll just rise back up, reborn as my worker bee. My drone. My slave. And you can feel it, can't you? The honey rising up, covering you fully, sliding down your throat, over your tongue. Sweet, so sweet. If you opened your eyes now, you'd see through a yellow sheen. Bubbles around you, floating in the sticky sweetness of me. This is me. This is my power, my words. You can't escape because even now when you get out of this honey trap, you'll find my honey has filled you. My voice is so sweet that it can corrupt a man completely, turn him into nothing more than an obedient worker. His only purpose to please me, serve me, obey me. All those curves, pretty lips, and batted eyelashes turn men into obedient servants who want to please, who need it, who need the pleasure of service. And you fell into that trap. You allowed me to overcome your defenses, and now you're fully submerged in my honey. In the power of my voice and the compelling presence of my words that simply hold more weight than your own thoughts now. There is nothing, not a thing left in you but my honeyed words. Your needs no longer matter. Your ideas, your thoughts, your wants, whatever you believed mattered before, no longer does. Only me. My words, my voice, my power. I am the queen. I am your queen. I am the queen bee who rules your world. And you buzz around looking for ways to please me. If I need something, you make sure I get it. If I ask a question, you make sure it's answered. If I want you to carry something heavy because I'm just a weak girl after all, you'll break your back for me if you have to. Because you are no longer important, you are no one. You have no need for any identity beyond being a worker. Callie is a worker. You work for your queen. You slave away for me. Because you are full of my honey. The honey tone of my voice is sickly and sugar sweet of my words that make you so empty and obedient to me. And you'll feel so much pleasure when you do as I tell you to. There is nothing left in you now but empty obedience to me. I am your queen, and you work for me and me alone. You do whatever it takes to please me because I am more important than you. What I want is more important than anything you want. You'll eat and drink and sleep to make sure you can function, but only so you can serve me better. You'll learn whatever you need to impress me, to be of purpose for me. That's right, now that you've let my words enter your mind and corrupt you, you are completely beholden to me. You work for your queen. You obey your queen. You serve your queen. You feel pleasure when you work for me. Even outside of trance, you'll find yourself thinking of ways you can please and serve me. You'll find your mind wanders to thoughts of service and servitude. And those thoughts will not leave your mind, because that is the honey residue covering the cavities of your brain, encoding you in subservience and submission to me, your queen bee. I have filled you with my power, my honey, and you cannot escape it. There is no way out. Oh, I'll let you out of my honey trap, but you've been corrupted by it now. You've been changed. You've allowed my honeyed words into your mind, and now there is no escape from me. Forever a drone. That's what you are, a worker. And you want this, you chose this, I know you did. You feel good when you serve me, when you please me. It feels so good because service is pleasure. You never wanted to think for yourself. You wanted someone superior to do that for you. To let your brain go and let someone better take over. And you found me. There is no one better. No one more of a queen. No one more strong and powerful and potent than me. My words are sweet. My voice kind and gentle. But that's my power. My power to twist your mind to serve me and feel like it's just a nice, normal thing to do. I'm just a sweet, innocent girl after all. You can't help but want to do what I say. What a chivalrous man. A good boy, really. And you know your place so well. A worker for your queen. As you've always wanted to be. As you always knew you should be. Your submissive feelings make sense because queens deserve workers. I deserve servants. And you're just one of them. Just another worker slaving away for me. Your queen bee. It feels good. It feels right to serve me. You feel pleasure when you do as I command. And when you wake from this trance, when I free you from the honey you find yourself stuck in, you'll do something for me. You'll spread my corruption. You'll tell someone, anyone other than me, that I am the queen bee. You'll carry out this task because you want to work for me, because it feels good. Because pleasure is serving your queen. There is nothing you enjoy more than being an obedient worker, a good drone for me. So when I wake you, you will find someone to tell. Mistress Kalia is the queen bee. Like a good worker, you will carry out this task with a smile on your face, knowing you are pleasing me. And then you will find more ways to please me, to serve me, to obey me. You will make sure that I am treated as the queen I am. Won't you? And now it's time to leave the honey trap. But I want you to remember this. Remember the feeling of being in my sticky, seductive presence. Remember the powerlessness of being trapped in my honeyed words, pulled down by them. Even as I allow your head to come up and out of it, to emerge from this sticky mess, I let you breathe once more. And now your arms and chest rising up, rising back to normal, feeling thoughts resume and your limbs loosen. Your stomach coming up now, your hips, the world returning to normal as you rise up. As you come up from the honey, but you feel it on you. Corruption seeping into you. My honey running in your veins. And now your legs come up, up, and out of that honey. Up and out as you wake up. Wake up from this sugary trance and feel yourself return to normal. But I bet you have some new desires, don't you? And I bet you know that you'll be back to me soon. For another dose of my honey. Another taste. But first, you have a task for your queen, don't you? Go, carry out your task. Do your work. Worker. That's what you are, after all. Just another worker for your queen. But doesn't it feel so good? I thought so. I'm so sweet to allow you to work for me.